Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope this week has served you really well. I hope you're having a good day, and of course, that you are excited and feeling so ready for this weekend. Today, for our Feel Good Friday practice, we are going to close out this week continuing to honor our ancestors or continuing to honor people who we have loved and lost, or who we have lost that we still love. So today, I want you to take a moment to look over your altar space. Now, I'm saying this assuming that some part of your house, somewhere in your home, you have a little altar where you sit in meditation, or where you roll out your yoga mat, or a little nook or something where you sit in your sacred practices. If you don't have an altar space, consider this your little nudge to go and create one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So an altar, it can sound really complicated and esoteric and just like this big abstract strange thing if you're not used to creating altar spaces. But actually what it is, it's just a dedicated part of your physical living space. I usually take like a little side table or a little stool I find is the perfect height. It could be a little table, could be a little corner of something, could be on a little, honestly, I've created altar spaces on like a stack of books. It can be something you create. Just try to not have it be directly on the floor, but elevate the space a little bit. And in this space, you're going to place your most sacred objects. So it's a place where you actually get to infuse a certain kind of energy into that actual material area of your home, so that every time you sit back down, you get to step back into this energy of something that you actually feel reverence for. On my altar spaces, I almost always have a couple of crystals. I usually have a picture of one of my loved ones. And for this practice today, if you already have an altar space, I want you to clean it up and look it over and see if maybe there is a person who you miss, who you would like to invite into your altar space. So just placing a photo of them on the altar. And this is just, I think, a good thing to do to freshen up the altar a little bit and also to feel into what kind of energy are you feeling right now? Who is speaking to you loudly from the other side? Who are you dreaming about? Who is sending you little subtle messages, right? So if you don't have an altar space, you're going to create one. If you have one, you're going to clean it up and make sure you include a picture of one of your loved people. For me, my altar space right now, I am living in an Airbnb. I don't have a permanent altar, but my altar space is my tea table. And it's easy to get into a little bit of a rut with your altar space, but that you create an altar once and then it just remains that way and it starts collecting dust. It can feel a little bit stagnant. So for this practice today, for my tea table, I cleaned it completely and I placed an image of my best friend's mom who just passed away, who I love and miss. And every time I sit down down to drink tea, I actually get to remember her. I get to really hold the energy of the love I felt from her and the love I still feel for her. I get to sit with that and invite her energy into my tea ceremonies and into my seated practices. So really for this practice today, I want you to invite someone into your altar space. And just take a moment maybe to sit down in meditation and feel, who are you called to bring in? Now you can grab an old picture that you have of this person already. You can also literally just print something. I do this whenever I'm traveling. That's what I did just now. As I said, I'm in an Airbnb. I don't have a lot of my own things. I just printed a picture of her. And now I get to remember her and see her every single day. And it just makes me feel so much more connected and helps me process that grief as well. So invite one of your loved ones onto your altar today. Clean your altar up, revise it a little bit. And of course, if you don't have an altar space, consider creating one. Have a beautiful practice today. Enjoy the sacred space. And Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.